Hello, everyone. This is Derek White Sky Cloud. You're listening to BBSRadio.com. And I am a psychic medium and a paranormal investigator. And you listen to the show called Between Two Worlds. I also like to acknowledge the our newest affiliates that have been taking us on and playing our programs from the other side of the world. I like to acknowledge Leah Ramsey's from the underworld. No, she's not a underworld bad person. She's actually has a radio show called Underworld on in Australia. And I'd like to acknowledge them for picking us up on the syndication on their side of the world and appreciate their support. And also Gold Began up in the Netherlands. I'd like to acknowledge them as well for carrying our show over there. Also like to thank everyone for their strong support, huge support for having been patient with me for the last few weeks. I was moving, and a few weeks before that, I had played some the archives just because I didn't have the chance, time to play the show. So this time, actually, I have good intention to be here. I am live. I'm not repeating myself. So you have nothing to worry about here. And also, I'd like to acknowledge people that are actually coming into the chat room, and welcome those who are in there today. Also, let's see what else is new. Anyone who actually wishes to call in about any kind of questions, today I'm going to be doing readings on radio. So I'm going to be using my skills. Everybody who actually wants to get a reading is more welcome to call in the show, the station. It is toll-free, and the toll-free numbers are, if you got your crayons, here we go. It's 877-876-5227. It's 877-876-5227, that's for those of you that are of the U.S. side. I'm in Canada, so those who are calling in Canada is 888-810-8322. That's 888-810-8322. And those are international lines, they're 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Now, this last little while, I'd also like to thank a lot of people for calling up and having to call in from other parts of the world. I mean, that's absolutely fabulous. You don't get that very often. And I've been getting a lot of readings lately. People have been saying that they've actually heard, been hearing the radio show or, all kinds of things they've been hearing from the information. People, you know, get work gets out there. I really, really appreciate it, guys, because, you know, in this field, it's rather difficult for anyone to be well known in this field. Thanks to radio, thanks to Don, and thanks to people out there that support us, because it's we like to do as best as possible to share with the public that, you know, there's so much healing to take place for people that need that healing, and as I find it very vitally important. Also, we have a lady friend of ours. I have a lady friend of mine. Her name is Barbara Leonard, and I acknowledge Reverend Barbara Leonard. And, she tries very hard to have her radio show come on Sunday. She comes on Sundays at 12 o'clock, and she actually has her Inner Garden spiritual chapel, online chapel. And I'd like to congratulate her, because at this moment, last day, she was... Hello? Anybody there?
Hello?
Who am I speaking to?
Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Where are you from?
California.
You're from California. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
What can I do for you?
Well, I just turned into your show, and you said you were taking calls, and so I was calling in. Should I have a specific question to ask you, or how does this
work? You can ask me anything.
Ask you anything. winning lotto ticket numbers. So, I don't know. I guess what you see as far as...
I'm just kidding.
What? As far as employment?
Sorry, say it again?
As far as...
Employment?
Employment, yeah.
Okay. Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, I heard a big bang.
Oh, okay.
Okay. for work right now?
Right now I'm unemployed.
Unemployed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to say this to you right now. Have you ever thought about doing radio?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. I see you work at a station. Whatever your skills are that you do. But also, I want to say, like, for some reason you're going to school. I'm seeing you taking a course. But I'm also seeing, like, the word broadcasting is coming out at my thinking from you.
Okay.
Okay. As if you want to broadcast.
Okay.
Or that you want to, or you may be working for a station or a broadcasting station that to take courses. How old are you?
I'm 46.
Okay. You're never too old to learn.
No, I don't believe that. So, you know, that anyone's too old to learn, so.
No, you're never too old to learn. And the thing is that being 46, you sound very young, which is good.
Uh-huh.
Which is very positive for you.
Okay.
But if for some reason you are somehow connected to accounting,
mm-hmm.
It could be accounting, could be something that's in the radio station itself.
Okay.
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 But I feel like you're going back to school, like you need to re-educate yourself. If you're unemployed, it does not mean that it's permanent.
Right.
Okay. I get this feeling you're back to work, but you're doing this for yourself. You're not doing it for somebody else.
Okay.
Okay. Does that make sense at all?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. It's like I want to say that whatever you've done by breaking away from an old relationship or breaking away from someone trying, you don't have to prove yourself anymore.
Right.
You're doing this for you.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Does that help a lot?
That just kind of gives me confirmation and a way, you know, to kind of focus my attention on. Because right now I have a lot of ideas. I'm just not really too sure which area to put energy into.
Yeah.
So this helps a little bit.
Well, this will help. I'm sure it will help a lot more because you'll start noticing that for some reason the radio or radio, something with radio is going to really benefit you.
Mm-hmm.
It'll pick itself up, but for some reason, whatever you're dealing with, like having to go back to school to finish what you're dealing with, was going to help benefit you even more because having to take training, whether it's in a broadcasting service program, something there, but and then again, they're talking about accounting. So whether you did accounting in the past, but for some reason, it's going to help you understand what your past is about. It's going to give you that general push.
Okay. Well, it's rather kind of funny because a few days ago, I went out to BBS Radio to look and see if they had a job section on their website. So.
Then I recommend you better check it out.
I'll have to call back and talk to the guy.
Yeah, because I believe, you never know, you can always ask the station. They may need your help.
Yeah. Hey, well, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. That's funny. Oh, I love it when things happen. Anyway, what I was going to say was also I'd like to thank Barbara Leonard, Reverend Barbara Leonard, for to say congratulations. She's actually will be starting, a spiritualist church in our area where we are, and I'm looking forward to seeing her do many, many good services and to let the public know that we all are going to be very busy in our work as far as our spiritual path is concerned. And her church will be located up in White Rock area, and that will be beginning at sometime mid-May. I'm looking forward to seeing the church service start. But the people that actually had ended it, not ended it completely, but they've actually stepped back from it. They've done a lot of years of good service, and they chose on to continue on doing other things for themselves, personal needs to have just have piece of time. And I'm looking forward to meeting them again and seeing them again. So we like to begin there. The church itself is called the Gateway Spiritualist Church, and Barbara Leonard's Inner Garden chapel, online chapel, was called the Inner Garden. So we always, my version of saying the word is that through every gateway there's an inner garden. So I believe that there's a lot of good things that Creator has done for all of us and has given Barbara I guess you could say that she's not done her work. And Barbara's going to be really, really busy. So having to be doing BBS radio online on Sundays at 12, and then she's got her church service she's going to do, which is absolutely fabulous. So she's going to be a really busy person, and I don't blame her. it gets pretty busy. Anyways, also, we have, now I'm sure a lot of you out there have heard some, a little bit of tragic stories here. We've heard about in Virginia that we've lost a lot of good people in this world through the passing, and apparently a young man that started shooting people, and all these people had passed. That's one of the hardest things to deal with when people are dealing with by losing loved ones that way in a violent way. You know, we're in a situation that our world, or our part of the country, Canada and the United States, are at war, fighting for freedom and to protect our people in this world. And then we have somebody out there who is testing the waters, and whatever his issues were, even though he's passed when he took his own life, but whatever his issues were, it hits everybody close to home and did not expect it. And my heart and prayers are out to those families out there that have lost their loved ones. And all those are also in the hospital recovering, where prayers are there for you to give you inner strength. And we all understand what it's like to lose someone through different means. Also, to get on the lighter note of it, now we have many types of magazines that are out there in our part of the area, where I'm living in British Columbia, Canada, so we have a lot of great magazines that are available here, spiritual magazines. And a lot of people are always looking for, you know, places to go to, or different kinds of programs are available for people to go to different types of circles, or different kind of gatherings are happening across BC, British Columbia. We have this magazine called Issues for Empowerment, and we have Common Ground. We have Shared Vision magazines. We have three different magazines, and also one called the Healing magazine. So we have quite a few of them actually out there. We try to give people a lot of empowerment and try to share with them that there's many things we can do out there in this world. So looking forward to it. Let everyone else know that these magazines do exist. You can find them actually in the health food stores, or in your nearest possibly restaurants. Sometimes they carry them. And they're all free magazines, so it'll be worth your while to look them through, and you might find somebody interesting you might know or have heard about that's in these magazines, and a lot of great stories, a lot of informative stories what people have actually experienced in their lives. And also, next week, I believe, our country, we're celebrating Earth Day, I believe, and next week and next Sunday, we're celebrating Earth Day. So those of you who are wanting to experience an Earth Day celebration, it'll be held in White Rock in Alberta, in BC here. They're having a big, huge gathering, a big, huge event here happening. The whole city is involved, and it's going to be happening in the central area. So if any of you that are in that area want to participate in this event, give me a call, and on my website, it's whiteskycloud.com. Or if you want to make contact with me to get an appointment for readings, just give me a call. It's on my website. And I do have PayPal, and I'm also working on setting up another system where I'm going to get, I'm hoping it works, I can't believe how it is out here that you cannot get broadband here in Canada compared to the United States. In the United States, you get broadband radio through the internet, but you can't get it in Canada because Canada doesn't even know that it even exists. I was like in shock. I got two organizations, Telus Communications and Shaw Communications, and I thought they would do something about it, and I thought they would have some sort of a support system set up through the computer, where you can actually have a headset on, microphone, the whole nine yards, and talk to your computer, because basically it's all to do with phone lines. They don't have that set up yet. For some reason, they're way behind. You guys are going to start catching up because the United States is way ahead of you. These guys are doing outstanding things, and we don't want to be falling behind, so looking forward to give these guys a bit of a push, especially on when you're doing internet radio. Also, what's happening next? There's going to be. I was actually sharing with some people out there about. I've actually had a lot of people come to see me regarding depression lately, and they're trying to understand why they're going through depression. Next week, I'm going to have a fellow come on, and who is a medical doctor, I believe, and he actually will be talking about depression and what types of herbs and what to recognize regarding depression, and that's going to be quite an interview. Now, I'm sure all of you remember last week we had Joanne Giroux on our show, and she's always got phenomenal stories and things to, regarding her healing medicines is concerned, what's available, and what herbs that she chooses and what things to deal with regarding her health is concerned. And she likes to, I love having her on because she is so informative about her gifts and how she's taught by her grandmother and family, and she's continuing on doing her work. It's fabulous. she's called a Wild Woman Herbalist. And she does have a website. It's wildwomanherbs.com, wildwomanherbs, H-E-R-B-S.com. And she's very good and very talented at her work. I've worked with Joanne for many years, and she's always something new that she always shares with us, a lot of great information. She's going to be, hinted me some new people that she knows in the industry regarding our vitamins and minerals and what's being taken away from us regarding in the market, regarding our health. We're having a bit of an issue with the American and the Canadian government through the Food and Drug Control. Basically, they want to take control of all herbs and medicines that are actually from the earth that have been carried by the herbal stores. And also, if anyone out there has been trying to make great salves and that, you know, kind of thing for people, the government is trying to control all that too. So we're trying to put a protest and stopping the government from trying to control all about what we're doing, because basically the government tends to forget that at the beginning we worked from the earth from the very beginning. And that's basically how our human system actually had evolved, that we learned from how to use the herbs with the pick to help us heal. And also to, you know, even if, for example, if you're going to actually make a certain salve for a pain, there are certain herbs that you would put together and create a salve, or for joint pains, or if you're using something internally, that's exactly what they would pick today at a certain time, maybe a certain day, or a certain amount of tincture that was actually used to make and to take. And we listened to that, and we took that trust that our ancestors had taught us how to work with the earth and help us heal. So there's a lot of things out there right now that we're working with and trying to basically, I'm not going to say the word protest, we just basically need to let the world know, let the government know that we are not taking, listening to them all the time, trying to tell us how to, you know, to live our lives by what they try to tell us. I mean, yes, there's great advice, but then there's people who try to manipulate. I'm not into manipulation, because God is our leader, not mankind, not the government. And that's where the way I am. but sometimes when you deal with issues by having to lose loved ones, for example, the tragedy we've had by losing those 30-plus people in that tragedy of shooting. We've also, different kinds of people have come across my path that have gone through depression. Well, these are the things that Joanne can do. She actually has found different ways to help people go through depression and make it a little bit easier than having to be dealing with prescribed drugs all the time. They try to now analyze and to figure out what's the best that would help that person, because everybody vibrates differently. And yes, the word vibration We all have a symptom that's different from everybody else. No one ever is the same. And that's the thing that when a doctor makes a prescription or places a drug in front of you, everybody is getting the same type of drug. Never something by something, you know, whether it's lesser than or more than. With a herbalist, they will give you what your body can take, not greater than or less than. It's what your body can take. And that's basically, we're trying to go by the person's weight, what their body can vibrate to, what it's supposed to be, how it's supposed to handle itself. Thing is that when you're dealing with depression or dealing with any kind of illness or even just simple headaches, I mean, here's something we use for headache. I mean, a headache, aspirin. People say, I'll take an aspirin. Well, do you know that inside of a bark, a birch bark, if you skin the inside of a birch bark and it's like a white powder, take a little bit of that powder and you mix it with some water and you actually get rid of your headache. Go figure that. And a lot of people don't realize that. Or you can take some of that bark as well and you can crunch it all up, mix it with some water and put it in a hot rock and you can actually make yourself almost like a pancake. It's not a high medicinal, it's just basically it balances with the system. You'd be surprised what it can do. Sometimes people they deal with self-pity with their issues themselves as well, because again they're trying to figure where they're coming from, how to understand their past. Whether they're dealing with something today or yesterday, could be a past life. Your depression could be dealing with past lives as well. So there's something there that's always need to understand the recognizability of it. And again, when you work as a medical intuitive or you work as a healer, no matter what field it is, every person is guided to someone to help them with their journey. And that's learning to let go and to trust your own personal needs. Feelings as well when you meet that person. If you're guided to go to that person even if it's just be a medical doctor, if you're guided to go there, then you are guided to go there. I'm not saying don't go to a doctor, because it's always good to have their advice to give you to find out what you may need to know. But also sometimes out there that there are things out there even doctors don't know or don't want us to know that the government has decided to say, no, don't tell them that, or we want you to prescribe this. So we need to get back to the earth and start growing our gardens again, and fruits and vegetables is vitally important because we begin to lose that nutrition. One thing we recognize, I mean, when you're in this healing field, I've always dealt with this for a lot of years. I mean, I never could understand why I was always needed in my work. And I'm sure a lot of you people out there have actually been approached by it. When someone says to you, you know, you're a healer. Okay. Now you're at a reading. You're sitting with someone at a table and they're saying to you, yes, I'm a healer. Okay. Now, what do I do with that? Where do I go from here? If I'm told I'm a healer, then what kind of healer am I? Am I a nurse? Am I going to be a doctor? Am I going to be what type of healer, like hands-on healing or physical healing? We never know. This spirit tells you what your job will be. But they give you that hint. And the hint has always been, comes from the mother. When the mother has her child, she automatically is a healer. She nurtures the child all the way through the child's life and make sure the child's healthy, because the first thing the mother will always question, or any woman will question when she has her first child, or before the child is even born, will my child be healthy? If your child was not healthy, the child would never be born. But sometimes a child will want to experience its beginnings, a spiritual growth, whether it becomes you're thinking of unhealthy, because sometimes a child is born does not always mean that it's perfect. That means it could be the child could have born polio, the child could have been bedridden, the child could have been in a wheelchair, may not be able to walk very well, they could be blind, cannot hear, possible brain damage. There's always something there that we always keep on saying, will my child always be healthy? Because if my child's not going to be healthy, I'm not going to have kids. Well, the children have been in this world once before. They have walked this earth many times before as full-grown adults. And sometimes they come back as someone else's child to learn something else. And that's basically what this is all about, is learning by spiritual growth. You need to learn how to understand where your growth is coming from, going from here. And there's so much to learn from that growth. Because it's not up to us to say, my child, I'm hurting or I'm angry because my child is this way or my child is that way. There was a fellow who I've actually known this fellow for over a year now, and of him, and he's a professor. His name is Ted Koontz, and he actually wrote a book, and his book is called Peace Begins With Me. Now, this guy is totally phenomenal. He dealt with issues. He's got a son and a daughter. His daughter was born perfect, and his son actually was was perfectly fine, except at the beginning when he was young, and until the doctors gave him supposedly a cold flu medicine, I believe, to fix the young, basically to fix the boy. Well, that boy became very sick, and he ended up getting epilepsy so much that the boy ended up being paralyzed to the chair. Now, this is when he was a young child growing up, and his father, through the years, was trying to learn his experiences and why he was so angry that, how come I didn't get that? How come my son is, this is not right? Because a parent always will say to themselves, well, I'd rather be this way, and I want my child to be perfect, but yet we're always angry. We don't know why. We always act this way. Why we should be angry with that child, because a child is letting you know that they're happy, but yet they see it in us that we're not happy ourselves, because we think that even though you're there for them, you want to be there for them, even though in the conditions that they were in, but they only know what they experienced. They don't know what it feels like, what adults feel like. A child learns by what it experiences by being him or herself, whether they think that they're crippled or not. We see that way. But they don't. They only know what they only feel. They only know what they only understand because they grew with that experience. And the learning experience from this was from this man, when he learned from himself, is that when he said he went to a psychic one time, and he said to the psychic, he says, I want to know if my son will ever live a long time. And the psychic said to him that the child, your son, will outlive you. And he said, well, what career do you think my son will go into? And she said that your son will be a teacher. The interesting part of it is that he couldn't understand why, if my son could be a teacher, but how can he be a teacher if he can't take care of himself? It takes a family member to take care of, or a family that takes 100% watching over their child to learn that skill to become a parent and to guardian the child and to watch over them 24/7. They realize after that the child is a teacher, because the child themselves, who are paralyzed or have been paralyzed or not fully paralyzed or unable to take care of themselves, they are a teacher. They're teaching us something. They're teaching us to let go of our pain, letting us go that the whole world is not perfect, that we all need to go through a spiritual growth and understand what our purpose is in life, and understand why and who we are, that we don't have to be angry with God and say, God, why did you bring my son to this world being crippled? Or why did you bring my son to this world be blind? Why did you bring my son to this world, my daughter in this world, to look like she can't take care of herself? That's not fair. And then people are mad at God. Some are not. But then someone will say, well, I'll just give them to someone in a care center because I can't take care of them. I'm too busy, or my money is running out, and I'll have some care center take care of my child. In the meantime, they feel themselves that they become a failure to the child. The child does not know and will never know. Mom and dad are never failures, never will be failures. As long as they know they love their child, that child knows nothing but unconditional love. That's just the way things are. So no matter what it is or how you learn who you are in life, you're going to learn a lesson. And that lesson is spiritual growth. And that spiritual growth teaches you how to become a better person. And I have met many people who have dealt with medical issues, dealt with being paraplegics. Met a good friend out there who they call clinically blind, but he's not totally blind. But this guy's got more strength behind him and more support from spirit than your average person that actually has everything. They can see well or can drive well or can hear well or can do things with their hands. And we always say to ourselves, we limit our skills. We never should never think that way, to limit our skills. We're not limited. No one ever is limited. Because sometimes people, even the blind, can read and know more and see more than we can. You know, I told someone out there, I had a lecture one time, and I told a lot of people, I said, you know what? We're so afraid of the dark. Every time we close our eyes, we're so afraid to worry about who's going to touch us or who's going to come near us. Or, for example, when I work as a paranormal investigator, I walk around a building and my eyes are wide open, because you're waiting for spirit to come to you because you're asking them to come forward. But yet, if you ask a blind man to come with you on a paranormal journey, how would he or she respond in that room? If that person's blind, how would they respond? Would they just say, they turn their head and say, oh, there's someone here? Would they believe that's a spirit, or they believe that's actually human, that's actually living? They wouldn't get jolted and scared and frightened. They don't, because they're so used to being in the dark all the time. They're so used to being kept in that room. They're used to being, they may see some lights, but not what we expect to see those lights. How would you feel if you were that person? You would never be afraid. Yes, it's frightening at first because you're not used to the idea of having to have your blindness or your eyesight taken from you. But your perfection comes in your thoughts. Your perfection comes in your voice. Your perfection comes within yourself, because your heart's even stronger. I find that anybody who's ever dealing with an illness or an issue, medical issue, become the best speakers, because they try so hard to find something they can do to not to fill the void, but to learn how to work around those areas of what they dealt with, whether it was taken away from them early years or recently. But they try to make the best of it, and they try to overcome it. And here we are saying out there, well, that poor man, or that poor woman, or that poor child, that child is far more spiritually stronger, much more in a higher level being than we are, because they've taken on more stuff, which is a karma they've chosen as well from birth, before birth. Because when a child is in a paraplegic way, or if a child is in a blind way, if a child has dealt with a certain illness and overcome that illness, those children are much higher in spirit than we are, because they've chosen that karma. They're taking on more than we normally will as an average person in this world. When you see someone out there and says that, then you see those people that are very rich or well off, and you say, he's so perfect, she's so perfect, she's this and he's that, I wish I was like them. Guess what? You don't want to be like them, because everybody's different. If you want to be like some rapper out there, exactly like them, you don't want to be. You don't know what their lives were like, what they dealt with. You want to be yourself. If you want to go into the field of being like a rapper, fine, but don't be like them. Not exactly like that person. Or you want a lifestyle like them? We all do. We always want a lifestyle like someone. But why not take on your own lifestyle? Why not be yourself? I was born in this world. I was not loved too much. Not, I mean, my family loves me, but I was never loved too much, liked too much in school. I, for some reason, I don't know what it was. From when I was going to school, I was always the kid that was always kicked to the curb, never liked by anyone in school. I did not have friends. I couldn't understand why. I was a likable person. I liked people, but for some reason, I was never accepted by the society. Because I had a gift, I didn't know it was called a gift. All I knew, there's things that happened to me when I was a kid growing up. I thought I was just the same as everybody else. And yet, a parent sometimes will tell you to silence it. Don't tell nobody that you what you got, because if you tell them that, then they're going to tease you, or they're going to hurt you, or you're going to get hurt, or you're going to wish you didn't have it, or, you know, you may end up feeling distraught or going to depression, and you may wind up getting, you don't want to get locked up by some psychiatrist, and next thing you know, you're in a mental institution. Sometimes this happens to certain readers and healers. I mean, anybody who's actually, back in those years, I mean, I was born in the 50s, and anybody who ever said that they can read someone, in those years when they didn't use the word reading, they would just say, I can see spirits, I can see ghosts, I can see people that are dead. They would lock you up, they wouldn't think twice to even talk to you about it. And the thing is that you had to learn to keep things to yourself. And me, I'm a big blabbermouth. You know, I didn't care. I would just tell people, yeah, I see them. And they're all the next thing you know, the kids are teasing you. And you go like, what? You know, what? What's so funny? Or what are you laughing about? What are you teasing me about? Why? Because all the kids don't see what you see. They don't. They don't see what you see. But when they do understand, when they become adults, they'll become and they'll understand even more that they wish that they didn't actually pick on you. Because sometimes it catches up to them after all these years, because if they get older and they're on their own and they're living for themselves independently in this world, and the world is nasty at times when you have a job, and then all of a sudden they get picked on and they don't understand why. And guess what, guys? What goes around comes around, and it catches up to you. So if anybody out there actually likes to pick on people, back off. Because it'll come around to you, and then you wonder why you don't have many, very many friends. You don't want to be the lifelong bully. You don't want to be the lifelong bad person. You'd rather be a lifelong spiritual person. And it's important never to judge people for who they are, or what they look like, or even how they walk, how they talk. It's not a good thing, because everybody has taken on a specific journey in their life, and they chose that path. If a person is fat and way overweight, fine. That's their journey, not yours. You have to say, well, she's so fat because she's not taking care of herself. Well, of course we all know that. It's up to her if she wants to lose weight. Well, he's so big, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's just, guy's not listening. He's smoking so much. He's going to kill himself. Well, if he smokes, he smokes. Give him advice. If he wants spiritual advice, he wants advice saying, tell him, you need to tell him to quit smoking, he'll do it. If it's up to him. I have a good friend that actually passed away a couple of years back. His name was Ralph Hurst. And Ralph was from England, and this guy was a professional medium. Very talented, very well known in his work, and very well liked. But the only one thing against Ralph, or two things against Ralph, one was his weight. He became over 300 pounds, and the other part was he was a smoker. Because he chose to smoke. Now, yes, he was told by many people who are readers that he's known for years, Ralph, you got to quit smoking. Ralph, you got to quit smoking or your heart's going to take you down. Ralph didn't care too much about his weight. He was just smoking. You know, he didn't worry too much about himself because Ralph was just being Ralph. He was just a loving, large-hearted man. He was just he's always a joker. This guy would do anything to get your attention. You know, I'll tell you one thing. I'll tell you the story. It's a true story. One time, Ralph was doing a psychic fair with a bunch of people. It was up in Saskatchewan, in Canada here. And he was supposed to do a readings, and this one lady comes to his table, and she said to him, you know, I'm a good Christian, And I really don't believe in this hocus pocus stuff. She said, I think it's just the devil's stuff. I think the devil does all this thing. And she said, I don't really believe in this. And she says, do you believe in God? She said to Ralph. And Ralph says, oh yeah, entirely I believe in God. She said, well then I'll take a chance, I'll sit down with you. So she sat in front of him, and Ralph reached over, bent down to the floor, pulled out these two little tiny horns, attached them to his forehead, looked at her, and he said, okay, let's get started. Talk about being a smart ass. Ralph looked like the devil. These two little tiny horns sticking out his forehead, but he made her know, he let her know that, hey, you think I'm working with the devil, here you go. But all he was doing is letting them know and said, he still does God's work, no matter how I look, how my appearance was. But Ralph was like that. Ralph didn't care. So it makes no difference. His humor was within his heart, and he enjoyed entertaining people. And this is what we're all about. Being in the mediumship field, it means a lot to all of us. We want to help people. But to Ralph, he was all ready all the time. He was ready for you no matter when. And you came to his home for a reading. He was there ready, waiting for you. He knew it was his time, but Ralph just said, hey, if it's time to go, it's time to go. And he was in his early 50s. Some people say that's very young. Yeah, it is very young. And also another experience, like my mother called me up last night, and she was so distressed, or yesterday afternoon, so distressed. She lost one of her best friends, like a sister to her. She's known for over 40 years. She passed away. And a good close friend of hers, and my mom, I knew this woman quite well. And my mom said that she left this world. She passed away. My mother was so, so down. She was so, just tears. And I thought, my mom, that's not like you, because if you did lose someone, yes, you cry for a short time, but boy, you really took it hard. Like losing a sister, you took it really, really hard. And yet I've been talking to my mom for all these years not to worry, that everything's okay, that she's in a safer place, she's happier, she's not hurting anymore, you know, she's not sick. But my mom still could not handle the idea of her being gone, because her words were, now I'm alone, I don't have my best friend with me. My mother's in a lodge, in an elder's lodge, but it doesn't always mean that mom's always alone. But yet, I should have taken the response by saying, I could have said to my mother, you know, Mom, I'm so sorry that Rose has left you. I'm so sorry, but not my fault. And Rose, it was Rose's time. She knew that. But instead of telling my mom what was happening with her, why she was so sick, she kept it to herself, because she felt that what was important to her, that Mom always was happy. And that's the way things are. Some people don't want to share their sickness. They don't want to share how ill they are. They just want to keep it to themselves sometimes. They just feel that they don't want to hurt people's feelings or make them feel like they want them to be depressed or sad that the person's sick. Well, one thing I do find is important, and that is that if anyone ever says to you that they got cancer or that they got any type of illness, they should come up front and tell you, but don't go around beat around the bush and be afraid to ask them that question, you know, how their health is doing, whether they had cancer or some other illness at all. Just say, how are you doing? You know, how are you feeling? Let them know, because it lets them know that you are in response to wanting to know, that you do care, you do love them, and it's important. The funny thing is that my mom's friend came to see me last night, even though she passed away within 24 hours, like, Rose came to see me, and she says, you know, I said, oh, how are you feeling, Rose? And she said, great, fine, I'm fine, she said. And I says, yeah, you're just a tough old goat. And she says, I'm not a tough old goat, I'm a tough young goat. But that was Rose. I was just playing around as a joke, and she knew I was only joking with her. But Rose was always humorous, very funny. Oh, God, she was so funny. But she was that kind of a person. And there are people, like I said before, there's people out there that sometimes they don't want to share their illness, their sickness, their feelings. We need to express ourselves more often and tell people how we feel. You know, if you, or my father, for example, here's someone, I used to ask my dad, you know, how are you dealing, feeling, Dad? Oh, not good, not good. Every day he always says not good. I'm waiting for my father one day to say, son, I'm feeling really good today. I haven't heard my father say not good. Or not, and I've never heard him say for a long, long, lot of years that he's doing better or he's doing fine. He's always saying he's not good. He's fine. My father is fine. But he's just saying, oh, I'm not good. He, I don't know what it is. He's just like, I guess you reach a certain age, you know, get into that thinking that, okay, well, I know the word not good means. Like, I'm 75. I'm not good. Well, guess what? I'm 75. Well, we all reach a certain time in our lives, but doesn't mean that it's an end. Everything is good. And it's just a learning lesson for all of us. But sometimes as you get older, and people always say this, as you get older, you begin to understand more about yourself and people around you. And it's true, you do. You do learn about more people now when you're a lot younger or a lot older than you are younger. Even though your parent can tell you when you're a kid, oh, well, when you reach my age, you'll understand. Yeah, I know. Yeah, Dad, I'll understand. Now, I got a game to go to. You're not into that thinking of what your father's thinking. Your dad's trying to talk about himself and say, well, when you reach my age, you'll understand. Well, when you do reach your father's age, when my father told me when he was in his 50s, when you begin to understand your aches and pains, when you reach my age, I go, yeah, Dad, okay, well, I'll make sure I won't have those pains. Well, guess what? I got those pains. But you don't think about it when you're young because all you're thinking of is yourself. You think, okay, well, I want to have fun first before I think about having the worst things happen to me. And if there are worse things that did happen to me, especially if you're young, you just bypass those worst things and keep on going because you're always invincible. You know, here's a 16-year-old or 20-year-old or 25-year-old. We are invincible. We can outrun anybody. We can race anybody. I can get in a car crash and I'm still invincible. I can outdrink anybody. I'm invincible. I can outsmoke somebody. I'm invincible. I can outdo a joint. I'm invincible. You know, this is what they do to themselves. These people are there when they're young, they say, I'm invincible. But when you reach a certain age and you try to tell it to someone that you know is younger than you, and when you already regretted what you've done, but you said to them, you'll understand when you reach my age. Oh, okay, now I know what you mean. In the meantime, they've already gone through the experience. So whether it's a physical or a spiritual experience, you're going to go through it, no matter what it is. You can tell your kids as often as you want what to say. It's still going to happen. They're going to experiment anyways, no matter what. When I was my son's age, when I was quite young, 18, 19 years old, I smoked my first joint, my first pot. But, you know, the pot today is not the same as it was those years. I smoked the first one that a friend of mine said, here, try to smoke this. I thought it was a cigarette first. But I took a puff and went, oh, my God, it was like choking that joint. Okay, fine. I said to my son, don't smoke that stuff because it's not good for you. Well, even though I tried it, he had to try it. You know what I mean? Like, not when he was younger, but when he reached my age, or that age in his 20s. And he reached that age, and he did experience it. Okay? Even he would, he's so funny, he would tell people that he's going on at a safety meeting. It's funny. I find it very funny because he doesn't do that stuff anymore. He told me that, so I believe him. Life goes on like this, and the thing is that we experience what we have to go through. As time goes by, as we get older, we begin to learn our lessons, and these lessons need to be understood by ourselves because sometimes our parents can't always tell us everything and say, you can't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that. You'll learn by your own experience and you realize after, oh, now I know what they mean, but I had to see it for myself. That's our spiritual growth and learning growth. So no matter how crippled you think you are, no matter if it's physical crippling, emotional crippling, mental crippling, we go by experience. And it's not the parent's fault, and the parent needs to know this. But if you have a child out there who's dealing with debilitating illnesses, never blame yourself because your child is in those conditions. That's the way God brings them into this world because it's not God's work. It's their work. That child wanted to experience to be what it's like to learn their spiritual path. They want to learn what it's like to be that person. You know how someone says to you, I feel for you, that famous line, I feel for you. Say, for example, a person with a broken arm or lost a leg, I feel for you. because their past lives, they probably had lost that leg or lost that arm. Or in this life, you're so spiritually connected to that person's energy, you're feeling their energy, how it felt to feel or lose something. Sometimes if I feel, when I walk up to someone and I know they have an open wound, a really bad open wound, and, you know, I can watch surgery on television and cut out from the person, no problem, no big deal. I can watch a guy, blood, guts, the whole nine yards in front of me, and even in a live surgery, no problem. But when a person is healing a wound, the wound is healing, and say for example, one lady friend of mine, she had a hole in her stomach. That hole was trying to heal because she had surgery in the stomach at the time, and the hole would not close. And yet, when I concentrated on the energy of that hole in her stomach, and it's about the size of a dime, my stomach was quivering. I literally was quivering. I could feel that emotion. What I was going through, I felt, my God, you know, ooh, I'm getting that crippling, that quivery feeling. Because our energy is so close to that person that we're getting that feeling, but yet if you're not looking at it, it's different. But thinking about it, you think to yourself, will that wound ever heal? How does it feel like to be wounded? You know, those are the things. We become so emotionally connected to that being. That's just the way we are. So we learn so much in life about who we are and what we can be as a person. And even if we have open wounds, and understand that we have to understand those emotions and having to have emotions. Like, so for example, if you have that chest feeling, pounding in the chest, doesn't always mean you're having a heart attack either. Could be like an anxiety feeling, or you're worried about something. And that doesn't always include age, because sometimes people say, well, when you get my age, you know, like 50 or 60 or 70 years old, in my age, or in your 30s, you're my age, we have this quivering feeling. Well, guess what? Not every quivering feeling is at that age. It's just how, that's how your spiritual awakening, your emotion starts to examine itself. It starts to explode. It starts to let you know how you need to respond to yourself and people around you. Once you understood that emotion and go to the next level, that means you learn another emotion, another feeling, another quivering feeling. Could be your stomach, could be your head, could be your back, could be your shoulder. But you begin to experience what people go through. And you begin to feel what they feel. And people, I'm sure a lot of you out there in this world have actually understood what I'm talking about. I'm sure a lot of you have gone through the same experience, that you felt those strange feelings with someone that you've met. And yet, sometimes you don't want to be with a person or be near them, but you actually get that feeling. And those things do happen. So the thing is that to understand one part of life is actually accepting who you are, what you're dealing with, and you're going to be very successful at it. Like, for example, like myself, I hurt my back, about now, runs into 8 years ago, where I had an accident at work. I ended up getting back surgery, and I was getting better. And once I got my surgery done, I was on my feet, no problem. I was exercising, physiotherapy, the whole nine yards, strength training. Back was fine. Once I started moving furniture, but I was hurrying myself, and I wasn't listening to my thinking. Because of my conditions, I was pressuring myself to get done, over and done with, 4 days straight moving, 4 days straight moving, that I ended up hurting my back. It wasn't because of the move, is when I stopped and relaxed and I reached out for something, just reached out over for something to pick it up. My back responded pain, and I couldn't straighten up for almost a week. I was down on my back and I was in pain. That's another reason why I wasn't doing radio for a bit, because I had to get my back better. But because we pressure ourselves to get done quickly and we go for that pain feeling. So someone walked up to me the other day and said to me, I understand what you're feeling because I know what it's like. I said, yes, I know. But they went to that feeling, and my wife understood it. But once I began to let go of that pressure, and the pressure is pushing myself harder than I should, and I shouldn't have to, but it's just being human. You just pressure the way you yourself, that's just the way it is. So the thing is that when you're in a human head, human thinking, and your parents, your family, person that's around you, teaches you that you got to work hard to get somewhere in this world. Well, guess what? Sometimes you don't think about it, but you are working harder than you should. Some people say when they retire, they won't have to do as much work. Most people I've met in this world that actually have retired are doing more work than they are when they weren't retired. So these things happen. Anyways, folks, it's been a wonderful to chat with you all, and we're looking forward to chat with you the next week. We're going to have a guest on our show next week, and we're going to bring in a surprise guest. But we're going to have Duane Giroux with us as well on the show, so looking forward to having you all listen in, and those of you who want to call in, looking forward to hearing from you. And you guys want to also, I'd like to get you guys to do for me too, if possible, is to go to my page on Between Two Worlds, and you'll see a feedback list in there. If you have been listening to the show, look forward to hearing from you, and if you can just write a little blurb about what you think of the show. And if you want to get a reading from me, I do have PayPal on my website. I'm listed under whiteskycloud.com, and looking forward to hearing from you folks. And in the meantime and in between time, this is Derek White Sky Cloud talking to you from British Columbia, Canada, which is in Surrey, called Surrey, British Columbia. And looking forward to talking to folks next week. And this is Between Two Worlds. And you folks take care. Bye.